CBS Radio presents The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
What a day this has been. Hasn't it been a humdinger?
Oh, I know. We just lived in our bathing suits practically all day. We'd run down, jump in the lake to cool off. What's that?
Oh, something. Well, where's Betsy?
I sent her up to take her wet bathing suit off. What's in the box?
Yeah, no. Betsy! Betsy, come down here. Daddy's got a surprise for you.
What did you buy her now?
Now, look, it was nothing expensive. In fact, I didn't even pay for them, come to think of it. They were given to me. Look, have I got time to have a swim before dinner?
Oh, yes. We're not having anything hot anyhow. Potato salad and cold sliced
meat. Oh, fine, fine. Where's Aunt Effie?
She went over to visit her friend, Miss Jensen.
Oh.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hi, cutie pie. There you are.
Did I hear you say you had a surprise?
You did. You'd hear that, all right. Yeah, but come to think of it, I think I'll just save it for after dinner.
Oh.
No. Look, it's the kind of surprise that won't be any good until after dinner anyhow. So I'm just going to keep you two in suspense.
Oh, that's mean now.
Something to eat?
No.
Something to wear?
No.
Is it something to play with?
Well, in a way, yes, it's something kind of to look at.
A book?
No, it's not a book. Now, look, you might as well stop guessing, because you just never guess it, Betsy.
Oh, gee, let's hurry and have dinner. I can't wait.
Now, here is timely news from Firestone. Have you seen the handy new Philco briefcase portable television set with remote controls now on sale at your nearest Firestone dealer or store that features home and auto supplies? Well, here is the handiest portable television set on the market today. It comes in a choice of colors: black, white, gold, peacock green, blue, saddle leather, or natural simulated alligator finish. There is no extra charge for the remote control feature, which lets you change channels or turn the set on and off from your easy chair. And here's the biggest news of all. This new Philco portable television with remote control is now on sale for as low as $189.95. Yes, when it comes to television, you can take it with you to your summer cabin, to the seashore, to the mountains, wherever you go, even if it's just out to your porch. So don't delay. Buy yours now at today's low Firestone and Philco prices. You can open a 30-day charge account or buy on convenient budget terms at your nearby Firestone dealer or store.
Look, I don't know what you're waiting for. It's sometime since we've had dinner. It's going to be Betsy's bedtime. What's the surprise you have?
Well, all right. I was just waiting for it to get a little bit dark. Yeah. There you are. Take a look.
Fireworks?
Yeah. You realize that Betsy has never had any?
Well, the reason she's never had any is because it's illegal to shoot off fireworks in this state. What are you planning to do?
Betsy, where the heck is she?
And the reason it's illegal is because so many children got burned.
Look, Betsy is not going to be burned. I'm going to be right there. Anyhow, I've just got some dinky little fireworks and firecrackers. I mean, there's a box of sparklers that we were crazy about when we were kids. And there's a couple of Roman candles, which I will hold. And we'll be right by the lake, so nothing can happen.
It's against the law.
Oh, listen, who's going to know? Look, here, look at the size of these firecrackers. They don't even make as much noise as a cap pistol.
Well, I don't care. Where did you get all this?
Dave Webley. You know, we happened to be talking about the good old days when we always had fireworks on the 4th of July, and he said that he still has them.
And where does he get them?
Well, he gets them down south somewhere. He travels around a lot, and some states sell them. So he picked up some for me and brought them over to the office today. Now, look, he went out of his way to get them for me, so what could I do but take them?
Well, you could have said to him that you appreciated it, but that you know it's illegal to shoot them off, so you were very sorry, but you didn't want them.
Oh.
Couldn't you?
Well, I could, yes, but you don't say things like that. Pete says, what would he have thought if I'd said something like that?
Well, I trust he would have thought you were a law-abiding citizen.
Now, look, nobody's even going to hear these dinky little firecrackers.
Like
we've got nobody living near enough to
it. If you shoot a Roman candle out over the lake, it can certainly be seen by plenty of people all around the lake. Now, don't...
All right. We won't shoot the Roman candles. But by golly, when I was a kid, I just loved fireworks. I'd like to give Betsy some idea of what it was like.
Well, frankly, dear, I think
you can say all you like. The 4th of July is not the 4th of July without fireworks.
Well, this is not the 4th of July.
Well, I know that. I just... Look, I want to give Betsy an idea of what they're like. We'll just shoot off a few and save some for the 4th.
Save? Even if it's against the law.
Oh, look, there are 6 dozen things that are against the law, but people do them anyway.
Such as?
Double parking, which you do every day of your life. Guess that stopped you. All right, now, come on, honey. What's a firecracker or two? Now, look, I'll take this stuff down to the beach. You round up Betsy. Come on, honey boy. She will really love this. All right. Now, watch it. There, you see, honey, there's nothing to it. Now, look, honey, you hold this next one while Daddy lights it, and when I say throw it, you just throw it as far as you can.
No.
Oh, honey, come on, it's fun.
No, I don't want to, Daddy.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Why don't you leave her alone? If she doesn't want to, she doesn't want to.
But it's fun.
Can I have a sparkler, Daddy?
You can have a sparkler after you shoot off a firecracker.
Scared.
Oh, scared. You're always scared of everything. Look, I am not going to have my daughter growing up terrified of every darn thing.
I should think you'd be glad she has the sense to be suspicious of a firecracker.
Look at her, would you? This firecracker isn't even half an inch long. You can hardly see it. I used to shoot off 3 inches.
I'm glad I didn't grow up with you. I hated the boys who shot off those big ones.
Besides,
I think boys liked all those things better than little girls did anyhow.
Well, I was crazy about them, and pinwheels and skyrockets. And Dad was always very careful. You weren't allowed to shoot off anything unless he was there. Golly, I tell you, it was exciting seeing a skyrocket zoom up and the Roman candles bursting out with red and blue and green stars.
Mm.
Oh,
now, Betsy,
boy.
Seen Roman candles. Remember a couple of years ago when they had the annual 4th of July display at the fairgrounds, honey?
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
Oh, they were beautiful.
Yes, weren't they? What are you doing?
Get out of the way.
I thought you didn't have any of the big firecrackers.
Look out.
Hold your head.
Honestly.
Boys, like the old days, huh?
Yes, and I don't like it any better now.
Well, you like Roman candles. Let's shoot off just one Roman candle, huh?
You're not going to shoot off a Roman candle,
now, look... You're not enjoying this anyway. Why don't you go back up to the house and don't worry about it, will you? I will be very careful. I will explain to Betsy why fireworks are dangerous and why you have to be careful. But please, honey, let us enjoy ourselves, huh?
Darling. Yes.
Hey, for Pete's sake, what's he doing up so late?
Oh, did you expect him to sleep till it sounded like a gangster's gunfight going on down there on the beach? Hmm?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I only shot off a few of the big ones.
Poor Bobby hardly slept all day. He's been so hot. And then he finally gets to sleep and you make all that racket out of
the Roman candles, Mommy? Weren't they beautiful?
Yes, I did, and I expect everyone else around the lake saw them, too.
Oh, I hope so. They were so beautiful. I just loved them, Daddy.
Did you, honey? Well, I'm so glad, but... Sorry,
yeah,
we woke Bobby up. I didn't know
what to do. Daddy, why don't we have fireworks all the time?
Oh, well, honey, they're just for special occasions. Anyhow, we can't even buy them. Somebody gave these to Daddy. Mr. Webley, you know the man that Daddy plays golf with?
Dear,
and thanks to him...
Dear, I hate to be a person who always seems to be taking the joy out of life.
Just a second, will you? Thanks to Mr. Webley,
dear,
Betsy, we will now have memories of the exciting night that you shot off a few fireworks with your Daddy.
And among those memories will be the patrol car that drove up afterwards and the policeman who stepped out and rang the doorbell.
Take the children, please, and go upstairs.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. This coming Monday, stop, listen, and laugh as CBS Radio begins its great new evening comedy hour. Joining the Amos and Andy Music Hall will be the star of No Time for Sergeants and currently on Broadway, Destry Rides Again, comedian Andy Griffith. Joining Andy Griffith and Amos and Andy will be those sensational vaudeville veterans, George Burns and Gracie Allen. And joining Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith and Burns and Allen, will be those fabulous offbeat personalities, Bob and Ray. This is big news from big radio, CBS Radio. Starting this coming Monday evening, you'll be able to hear them all, Monday through Friday evenings, at this address. Plan to join us here nightly. For smiles in all their comedy style, live it up with the bashful boy from North Carolina, Andy Griffith. With the Amos and Andy Music Hall, with George Burns and Gracie Allen, recreating their wonderful vaudeville fun. And with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding, bringing their great zigzag comedy style to regular network radio. Don't forget the starting date this coming Monday, June 29th, on where else? On CBS Radio.
Well, Mr. Piper?
Yes, that's right. Officer, yes, Piper, that's my name.
Is this your dog?
Huh? Oh, yes, that's Brownie.
I found him down the road about a mile. Also, noticed his dog license expired a week ago.
Oh, my gosh, did it? Well, I'm sorry about that, officer. I'll take care of that the first thing tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
That's okay. Good night.
Oh, yes, well, thank you again. Good night, officer.
Oh. Is he gone? What did he say? Dear, clean your teeth, Betsy, and get into bed. Mommy, be right back. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Well, you're as white as a sheet, and you're just trembling. What did he...
No, nothing. He didn't say anything. He found Brownie down the road, he said, and he brought him back. He reminded me that the dog license had expired.
He didn't mention seeing any fire?
No, he didn't. Look at me, would you? Look at me. I'm shaking like a leaf. I feel like Dillinger. I don't know how real criminals can stand a life of crime. I am guilty. I feel guilty, and I know darn well I look guilty.
Well, if we've learned a lesson, I guess that's the main thing, dear.
We? Well, it's nice of you to say we. I'm the one who broke the law.
Well, I was your accomplice, you might say. Your gun moth.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, honey. Don't look so worried. It's over, and thank goodness.
No, it isn't over.
What do you mean?
What if somebody saw the fireworks and reported it, and the police start checking up, maybe prowling all around the lakefront to find evidence?
Oh, I don't know. What?
I left the burnt-out Roman candles down there on the beach. Where's the flashlight? I better go down there.
Now, calm down, to begin with, you promised Betsy a bedtime story.
Look, what if they do find out, and then they want to know where I got the fireworks? They question Betsy, and she tells them that Dave Webley gave them to us, and then he'll get in trouble. He'll think that I did... that I squealed on him. What if my boss finds out?
May I quote you, Mr. Piper, saying that crime does not pay?
Oh, boy, you may indeed. In fact, that will be the theme of my bedtime story to Betsy.
Good.
Oh, boy, I tell you, when I opened that door, that cop stood there, you know.
I know, dear. Why, you must, your heart must...
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers, Madeline Pierce, and Frank Thomas, and is produced by Walter Hart.